Now, something that we've been talking about on our events guide is the Stock Donkey Derby, which is taking place next weekend, which promises not only to be a lot of fun for the whole family, but is also looking to raise quite a bit of money as well for local charities and individuals in our community who could do with a bit of help. The people behind it are the Lions Club of Brentwood, and to find out more, I'm joined now by their president, Mac McAllister. Good morning to you, Mac.
Good morning.
And actually the father of, or the father-in-law of the guy I was talking to on the phone about 20 minutes ago as well, Stuart. Jo is your daughter doing this run for Lucy.
Yeah, that's correct. Girl,
which is great. And she's hopefully doing very, very well and going to get round that. So quite a busy family at the moment doing things for other people. Mac, we'll talk in a moment about the Lions Club generally and perhaps how people can get involved with you as well, but tell us first about the Donkey Derby. What's it all about?
Well, this is the 11th year we've run this Donkey Derby. It's held in Stock, as you've just been told. It's basically a big fun day for all the family and children of all ages. It is to really raise funds for the local community, for underprivileged children and other charities which are only local. We don't give out money to people we don't know.
So it's purely local things. Now, in terms of the Donkey Derby itself, this is obviously for children, because donkeys are quite small animals.
Yeah, the children.
There's an age restriction there.
There is an age restriction, and there's a weight restriction. You have to register when you get there if you want to ride the donkeys. There's 7-8 races, and all children are allowed to ride these donkeys. There's also donkey rides as well, so it's good fun for young children.
So it's not just the races. If maybe some of the younger ones just want to have a ride, they can
ride on the donkeys as well. There's a kiddies corner there for them. There's lots of things for the young children.
And they don't need any riding experience, presumably.
No, none at all.
What about clothing, or do they need to bring?
It's just the hard hats which are supplied. But if they've got their own hard hats, then they're welcome to bring those along.
Right, and presumably they need position of mum or dad or guardian.
Yeah, they have to be signed for, yes.
Right, okay. Now, it's not just the donkeys next Sunday, is it? It's basically a lot of things going to be going on.
Yes, we've got a lot of activities. There's obviously we've got bouncy castles, we've got train rides, we've got a barbecue, we've got a bar, we've got a Pimm's bar. There's lots of other stalls, charity stalls there, who are collecting monies. Lots and lots of things going on.
I know that sort of if you've got maybe two or three children and you want to sort of go out for the day and do something as a family, it can soon start to add up. Now, obviously, you're raising money for good causes in the community, but if people are thinking, well, actually, times are a bit tough, you know, people sometimes think twice, because by the time you've bought sort of burgers and things, it can soon add up. Are you sort of conscious of costs?
Yeah, that's correct. We did look at it this year, because last year, it, obviously, the children were paying for different things. We have now introduced this Kiddies Corner, which is totally free. They can come along and spend all day, if they want to, on the Kiddies Corner, which is does cost nothing at all.
Right, okay. And we haven't actually said where it is.
Well, this is held at Brock's Farm. It's in Ingatstone Road, which is just off of Stock Road, going towards Ingatstone.
And presumably there's plenty of parking there, isn't
there?
Lots
of parking. It's actually on an airfield.
Right, okay. Now, we've been sort of saying that you support local causes, and it's not just charities, is it? I think it's one of the great things. It's a little bit like what your daughter Jo is doing for Lucy, the little girl who's had leukemia. That's an individual there, and she's doing that through the Lions, is that right?
Yes, all the funds go through the Lions, and then the Lions donate the funds to that particular charity.
So in terms of next week's Donkey Derby, the fun day, are there any specific causes that you are raising money for there?
What we have done recently, we've pledged £1,000 to the First Ingrave Scout Group, which is to help them develop their headquarters so that the people there, the young scouts, have got more facilities. We take children to the pantomime at Christmas. Last year we took 45 children to the pantomime in Chelmsford, which they thoroughly enjoyed, and a few of us went as a support, and we enjoyed it as well.
Brilliant stuff. And so the... It's next Sunday, isn't it? The
next Sunday, the 7th, yes.
Great stuff. Look, Mac, we do need to take a break there, but do stick around. I'm quite keen to learn a little bit more about Brentwood Lions and also maybe how people can get involved as well. So if you can, do stick around.
Phoenix FM.
Mac, thinking about the Lions Club generally, I believe you've had a special anniversary this year.
Yes, actually, it's 40 years we've been in existence.
So 1974 since Brentwood Lions was formed. Tell us about the Lions generally, Lions internationally. How far back does do Lions clubs go?
Oh, that I can't remember. But I know that it is the biggest service club in the world. It's got probably got one in every town.
Because that's primarily what the Lions are about, is serving others and helping others.
It is for serving others, yes.
So whether it is an individual like the little girl Lucy we were hearing about earlier,
yes,
or whether it is actually a local charity, something like that. What sorts of causes do you tend to support locally?
It's mainly, obviously... underprivileged children, anything for the community if we feel it's necessary that they deserve supporting. Local charities like the Jay's Hospice, we support them.
That's the youth hospice, isn't it?
That's the youth hospice, yeah. Yes. What other ones? There are... the children one, that's... That is quite important to us because it helps them get into and understand what goes on in life as well.
And you're quite you're quite supportive of Macmillan, is that right?
Macmillan's, yes, that's
the
correct.
Macmillan support and leukemia research. Well,
leukemia research is one which they'll have a stall at the Donkey Derby.
Yeah, and the local scout groups, things
scout
like that.
Scout groups.
Right. And one of the ways you raise money, of course, is through various events, not just the Donkey Derby, but one of your other popular regular events, and it won't be too far away now, is the Christmas collection, the sleigh collection.
Oh, the sleigh collection, yeah, that goes around Brentwood. The dates are being arranged with the council at the moment, so we know what routes we can use, but that goes on for 2 weeks. And that raises a lot of money, and that helps to go towards taking the children, which I mentioned earlier, to the pantomime at Christmas.
And as well as raising money, it's also sort of adds to the atmosphere of Christmas. It's a great thing for sort of...
Yes, it is.
It's all about community, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
What other regular events do you get involved with through the year?
Well, we hold cheese and wines, which is normally held at one of the Lions houses. We've got a variety night coming up in November, which is the 1st of November, which is held at the Hutton Banqueting Suite. That is with a comedian and a singer, which is a Frank Sinatra tribute. There's what other things we do?
Presumably, you as a group, you have regular meetings as well, do you?
Yeah, we have regular meetings. We meet once a month to discuss any business. And once a month, we have a dinner meeting, which is held at the Ivy Rooms in Billericay.
Right. And are you open to new members?
We're always looking for new members. We've just had, funny enough, my son-in-law has just joined last year, Stuart.
We were talking to earlier.
He's joined us, and he's brought our average age down quite considerably.
Does it tend to be a more mature membership?
It is, yes, it is, yeah.
And is it men only, or are you open to women as well? Because I know some clubs
Our
are.
Club is only men only,
right.
Yes.
What's the background to that?
It's always been men only, but some clubs, because a lot of clubs do suffer from lack of membership, have introduced women into their clubs, but we are sticking as men only
right.
at the moment.
But you might cave in.
Things change, don't they?
They certainly do. Yes, yes. Women are allowed to do all sorts of things these days, you know.
That's right.
But not join the Brentwood Lights. But
they help in other ways, though.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. How can people contact you? You've got a website.
We've got a website, which is brentwoodlions.co.uk. Or there's contact numbers. You could even contact me on my home number, which is 01277 840 645.
Okay, 01277 840 645. That's Mac's number if you want to find out more about the Lions, because it's a social thing as well, isn't it? Getting together.
Oh, it's
together
very social.
Things.
Yeah, we go on holidays. We have stag weekends.
The ladies come on the holidays.
Ladies
they?
Come. Oh yes,
that's good.
We couldn't go without them, could we?
How long have you personally been a member?
I've been a member now for 11 years.
Right.
This is my second year.
And you'd recommend it?
Yeah, it's great. It is good.
Good stuff.
It's good fun and it's good helping other people.
Brilliant stuff. Mac, we do need to leave it there. Before you go, though, do just remind us when and where the Donkey Derby is taking place.
Right, the Donkey Derby is on the 7th of September, which is next Sunday. It's at Brock's Farm, Ingatstone Road, off of the Stock Road, and the gates open at 12 o'clock.
Brilliant stuff. And if you missed any of those details, they are up on our events guide, phoenixfm.com. Mac, the very, very best of luck with it. I think probably one of the most important things is really the weather, isn't it? We're promised an Indian
that's
summer.
That's right, yes.
Let's hope you
that's
get
right.
that.
We've been lucky so far.
We have, and next Sunday the sun is going to shine. It's going to be brilliant, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it'll be a good day.
Good stuff. Mac, thank you for popping into Phoenix.
Thanks for giving your time.